So let us look at Psalm 16, verse 1. It says, "Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust." Preserve me. In verse 8, he affirms or declares that he is heading to eternity. Who is speaking here? David. He knew where he's heading to. Look at verses 9 to 11. How firmly he declared where he's heading to. 9 to 11, he says, "Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One." Who is here? Who is he referring to? Jesus. "To see corruption. And you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Hallelujah. David knew the path to eternal glory. How about you? Amen. Hallelujah. What does Apostle Paul say in New Testament? He says something beautiful in 1 Corinthians 15. I will read it out for you. He says, "As we have borne the image of the man of dust, which is Adam, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man, which is Christ Jesus." Amen. Hallelujah. "For as in Adam we all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive." That is the hope that we have, children of God. That as in Adam, all die. So in Christ, all shall be made alive. That is why when you go for funeral services, you don't cry out of control. You know the hope that you have within you. Amen. Great is our hope in Christ Jesus, children of God. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Come. That should be our attitude. We know all these things, but our attitude should be always, even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. As a bride waiting for the bridegroom, anxiously, all out to receive our Savior. Amen. Tonight he wants me to cry out for salvation. Anyone who is lacking in any confidence, he says, this is the hour, this is the time to rise up and declare in your heart that whoever received this Lord as Savior and your Lord, he will receive you when he comes in return. When he comes to receive the church, he will not miss you. He will carry you with him. That is the promise he wants me to say to you. And he says, Isaiah 55, he says, "Call out to my church and say, come everyone who thirsts, come to the waters." Verse 1, he says, Isaiah 55 verse 1, he says, "Come everyone who thirsts, come to the waters." Verse 6, he says, "Call upon him while he is near." Everyone who is seated here and those who are going to watch this video anywhere at any time, he says, "Come everyone who thirsts. Come to the waters," he says. "Call upon him when he is near." He is here in this place. He is here right now. Hallelujah. From one end of the Bible to the last book of the Revelation, the last book of the Bible that is in Revelation, you see the same cry coming out from different people. Come and drink the rivers of water. It always, you will see that getting repeated. Call upon him while he is near. Come, everyone who is thirsty, he says, come to the waters. You hear, you say in Isaiah, now you will see that in John chapter 4, Jesus himself says, what does he say? Whoever drinks, he says this to the Samaritan woman. What does he say? She knows she is a sinner. But what does he say? Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him. What is that verse? Verse 7, verse 14. He says, whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water, springing up into everlasting life. Children of God, in both places, in John 4:14 and as well as in 7, you see, God is offering us waters, the living water, the invitation to the thirsty. I do not know your spiritual condition, but he knows it. So he says, guarantee them, whoever drinks of this water that I give them, they will never thirst. Hallelujah. Tonight he invites us. He says, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. You may be a born again here, it doesn't matter, but inside you, you may be thirsty. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The water, it's a symbol of the Holy Spirit, children of God. But in chapter 4 and in chapter 7, you see different measures and different purpose in which he has called them. Amen. Tonight, can we just look into his face? And if you are thirsty, children of God, such souls have the supplies at home, within yourself, because the Holy Spirit is in you. Everything that you require is within you. Jesus wants to satisfy your deepest needs. You get it? Your deepest needs, which you even not even, you know, share it with anyone. So he wants to go deep inside tonight. So deep calleth unto deep this evening. Get ready. Get ready, children of God. You know, God created such a vacuum in us because he wants to fill you. Every area he wants to fill you so that you will grow into the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Could you rise up on your feet? If you're a born again and you may be knowing Christ, everything is all right, but you don't have that hunger, you don't have that thirst to go before him every day to drink from him, if you are lacking confidence, if you don't know whether you will go to eternity, if anyone here who is doubting about their salvation, today is the day. He's here. If you have never tasted this water of life, which is the Holy Spirit, and as I said before, he's repeating, he's just confirming again. If you're missing, you feel you're missing something, you used to have some sort of a great passion to come before him, but you've lost it somewhere. Something is missing somewhere. And you are turning, you can see that in your life, you're turning into unhealthy habits. Some practices just developed recently. Could be your spiritual needs or your physical needs, whatever it may be. Close your eyes, children of God. Confess it to God. Confess it to God. This is all he spoke to me today. But he said the life that he offers is the everlasting life, which is the highest form of life, children of God. In him is life. And this life is the light of men. Hallelujah. This life that Jesus offers you is the everlasting life, which is nothing other than the God kind of life. Only he can give. No one else can give. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father God. Father, because you're repeatedly speaking about the thirst, that hunger, that, you know, that coming out from us, Father God, and asking for you to fill up, to give us some commitment, some change, some direction. You're calling upon his name. Hallelujah. The world cannot fulfill your thirst, children of God. Whoever that may be, I'm just speaking to you. The world cannot fulfill your thirst. they can give you temporary solution, Chirnaka. You have to bow before Him tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Then you will never have to walk alone, He assures you, because your helper is always there, ready to help you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Can we just cry out to Him? Holy Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit, I pray you fill all the souls that are hungry and thirsty. Thank you, Jesus. You see it through your eyes, not the way people see us. And all those who are longing for you, they're crying out in the late nights, asking for you to show something as signs and revelations, to show them something so they can move forward. To you, He is talking, children of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, move in a way, Father God, that we would understand that it is you who is besides us, you who is speaking to us. Let us receive that wonderful hand upon our supper. Thank you, Jesus, for your mighty presence. All the pain in your heart, children of God, if no one can see it, He is seeing it. All the pain, He said. All the confusion in this room. Anybody has brought any confusion into this room? Oh, He says, ask them to give it away into my hands. Cast your burden upon Him. He said, I will sustain you. Thank you, Jesus. He will fill your life, your hearts with joy this evening. Receive it, children of God. Receive it. His abundance of grace have been poured upon to each and everyone tonight. He will stretch out His hand and He will pour upon His mercy to each and every one of you. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Say with your heart, come, Holy Spirit. Move in my situation. Move in this hall. Move in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Draw us to Christ. Draw us to Jesus this evening. Let His glory be revealed in this place. When two or three gather together in His name, He has promised. We are asking His glory to come and fill in this place. Father God, we ask you fresh rain. Come upon this place. Fresh living water. Bring us to liberty. Bring us to liberty. Give us freedom this evening to go out with joy in our heart. Thank you, Jesus. As we, Father God, getting ready for praise and worship, and followed by that, the word will be spoken in this place, Father God. We know we are ready. We are ready to receive it, Father God. But may your glory fill and shine in this place, Father God. As the New Testament disciples, Father God, receive greater anointing and greater power, we are looking forward to that day when we will, Father, declare certain things and it will come to pass. Father God, this place will be filled with shouts of joy because you reign and rule in this place. Praying for Pastor and his family, Father God. And I pray for the whole church, Appa. I pray that together we pray and ask for your mercy and a continued love to pour upon to each and every one of us. Thank you, Jesus, for your mighty love. In Jesus' precious name, together we say, Amen. Amen.